Welcome to Corn Talk, a service of the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Our guest today is Mr. David Vogt, Chairman of East Central Ag Products Incorporated and President of Missouri Ethanol LLC. He'll be talking to us today about the upcoming groundbreaking ceremony of a new ethanol plant in Ladonia. That's coming up next week. David, thanks for joining us. And first of all, let me ask you, when did the dirt first start moving in the ethanol plant in Ladonia?
Well, Phillips Grading from Boonville, Missouri, started moving dirt on the 26th day of September and has made excellent progress building up the plant site, the roads, and the rail spur. The weather over the past month has been great, and we've been able to get a lot of work done.
So at this point, when do you anticipate ethanol production to begin at the plant?
We hope to begin ethanol production next fall. A lot depends on the weather this winter and how well we get along pouring concrete. We should be able to start pouring concrete sometime over the next couple weeks.
Now, how big is this plant that you're building there in Ladonia?
The plant should produce about 45 million gallons of ethanol and 134,000 tons of distillers dry grains. It'll take approximately 17 million bushels of corn to supply the plant on an annual basis, and the plant's going to employ around 40 people with a payroll of about $1.8 million.
Now, who are the partners that are included in the construction of this plant?
East Central Ag Products is partnered with Brewing, Northeast Missouri Grain Processors, and Corn Energy to form Missouri Ethanol LLC. ECAP is the majority shareholder, with NEMO being the next largest, which will make Missouri Ethanol around 75% producer farmer owned. These partners bring a lot of experience to the project and are thrilled to have been able to work out this agreement.
Now, we've seen a lot of ethanol plants going in around the state, and one of the big benefits of them is the economic impact, both for the state and the surrounding community. What are you expecting as far as this plant in Ladonia to bring to the community?
The plant should improve the corn basis for the local farmers around Ladonia and surrounding communities. In addition, the plant will return dividends and pay a premium to the members, and the trickle-down effect is unbelievable. It is estimated that the disposable income gets spent seven times in a community before it ever leaves. In general, the plant should be a big boost to the local economy.
Okay, David, what are the details for the upcoming groundbreaking, which I guess is coming up next week?
The groundbreaking program and ceremony for Missouri Ethanol is on Monday, November the 7th. The program is going to feature Governor Matt Blunt and some other special guest speakers. It'll begin at 1:30 at Presser Hall, 900 South Jefferson Street in Mexico, Missouri. A groundbreaking ceremony will be conducted at the plant's construction site located on Highway 54, just north of the Ladonia city limits.
All right, David, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just on behalf of Missouri Ethanol, I'd like to extend an invitation to anyone interested in this project to join us next Monday for this very exciting event.
All right, thank you very much. That's David Vogt, who's chairman of East Central Ag Products Incorporated, president of Missouri Ethanol LLC. And he's been telling us about the upcoming groundbreaking ceremony of a new ethanol plant in Ladonia. For Corn Talk, I am Cindy Zimmerman reporting.